You are locked in to Locked On Badgers on a Monday. My name is Asher Lowe, joined by Ben Kenny. We are the team at BadgersWire.com and the team at Locked On Badgers, bringing you all things Wisconsin sports right here on the Locked On Badgers podcast, the insider former student perspective filled with stats, special guests, and all things Wisconsin basketball and football, and maybe even some other Badger sports thrown in, depending on the day, on the week. A lot to get to in today's episode. Before we get to it, make sure you scroll down if you're on Apple, drop a review. If you're on Spotify, hit that follow button. And of course, if you have Twitter, follow us at Locked On Badgers, at ALOW_33, and at Ben Z Kenny for all the updates on the pod every single week. Hit us up with any questions. You can DM us. Our DMs are open. But any content you'd like to see, any guests you'd like us to get on, some recruiting guests coming as the summer heats up, much like I did last summer, where we had a bunch of the 2020 guys. We'll try to get the 2021 guys. We'll try to get a lot of the 2022 Wisconsin targets and then hopefully soon commits on the show as well. Ben, a lot to get to today. We got all levels of Locked On Badgers. We got college basketball, college football, and Badgers in the NFL on the docket today.
Dude, so you're back in LA. I'm in Madison. It's a beautiful day. One of the most beautiful days we've had so far. I always wanted it to get warm again, as with everyone, but my AC stopped working yesterday. So I'm sitting right here. It's like 85 degrees in my room. I'm sweating bullets. But aside from that, it's a great day to be in Madison. And I'm excited for the summer to get going and recruiting to heat up again.
It's always a beautiful day in LA. That's not news or no.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Almost always a beautiful day out here in SoCal. Let's start with a bit of transfer news and potentially a massive, massive transfer for Wisconsin football. And I wouldn't call it a position of need, but I'd call it a position that needs a little depth behind the lead guy. Let's dive into it more, Ben. I'll let you take this one.
So I actually would call it a position of need. I kind of talked about that in my spring previews. But Wisconsin, so you remember a couple months ago, Wisconsin was kind of roaming the transfer portal, looking for another running back to complement Jalen Berger when they take the field in the fall. They were looking at Marquise Stepp, former USC running back who eventually committed to Nebraska. Just last week, though, they were linked to another running back, and 24/7 Sports and Rivals alike both see them at this point as pretty much a near lock to land him. His name is Ches Malusi, former four-star recruit. He played 20 games in 2 years at Clemson, 6 yards per carry. Now he was backing up Travis Etienne, who went on to the NFL, but 6 yards per carry. He had 5 receptions, didn't catch the ball that much, but really productive when he was on the field. 5'11", 200-ish pounds. But from what I've seen, from what I've watched when he plays so much bigger than his size. This is a dude that's always falling forward. He can really run the football. He can catch. They didn't use him that much in that part of the game, but he can catch. He looks like a really good running back that obviously is playing for a program that has talent all over the field, no matter where you look. In my opinion, now 24/7 Sports, Evan Flood gave Wisconsin a crystal ball projection to land Malusi. He's visiting the school next month, so we probably won't know until then. But for me, if they do end up landing him, now I believe he has 3 years of eligibility left, I think it'll be really valuable. Because in my opinion, like, we don't know yet whether Jalen Berger can carry the ball 30 times a game. And right now on the roster, there isn't a really dependable option aside from him.
I agree with the depth thing. I wouldn't call it a position of need just because, first of all, there are quite a few guys coming in this 2021 class that are listed as a running back. I don't know how many of them will play running back. Even Braylon Allen's played a lot of running back. We'll see how that all pans out. I'm not sure which of those guys, like, for example, Jackson Aker could play other positions. Like, look at him. Right. You look at him and you're like, yeah, he's not definitely a running back at the next level. He can play a lot of different positions, whether it be offense, defense. He can do a lot of different things with his size, his speed. He runs a 10-8 100 meter I saw today, set a top five mark for Verona Area High School in the 100 meter dash. He's extremely fast, huge upper body. So there's a lot he can do. I'm curious to see which guys stay at running back in this class. If Braylon plays any running back at all, I don't think it's out of the question. I don't think it's likely, but I don't think it's out of the question given what he did at Fond du Lac and the fact that, yeah, Wisconsin doesn't really have that number two right now behind Berger.
And he would be the instant number two. And borderline, I think they would split carries. If he ends up coming here next year, I just don't know. After last year, it was clear, like we saw in 2017, right? Jonathan Taylor, as a true freshman, bursts on the scene. And as soon as he touched the football, the coaching staff would not leave him on the sideline. This dude, as soon as like week two or three, 25, 30 carries a game. You saw with Berger last year, he was clearly the most talented back and the most effective, but he still never surpassed 15 carries. I'm not saying he can't do it, but we haven't seen it yet. So I think getting him, like I don't think it's a position of need necessarily, but I do think the Badgers are, they really want another guy with him just because of the unknowns about it. Like I would say there's only one position of need on the whole team, and that's defensive end. They need guys to step up there. Aside from that, it's like the more high caliber producers you have at each position, the better you are.
I would also say about Berger, there should have been at least one or two games last year where he did touch it more than 15 times. I think you and I would both agree on that. I don't think he touched it enough last year. And I think Wisconsin was kind of sold on the running back by committee thing when it was pretty clear by like post-Michigan game that he was the best option. And it wasn't even close. So, yeah. I think that Jalen Berger needs a number two behind him for sure. Wisconsin could benefit from it, and this would be a perfect number two to get. NFL whip around coming up in just a sec. We have a lot of NFL guys to talk about. A guy that got cut because of a failed physical, and some other guys that are in new homes. One of your favorite Badgers in the NFL of all time, Corey Clement, and his new destination. Also, of course, the rookies in the NFL and what they're doing in their first week of minicamp. That's coming up in just a sec. First, a quick message from betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. Betonline.ag has all things college football, futures. We have Wisconsin, I saw recently at plus 8,000. Oh, by the way, plus 8,000 to win the national championship. And if they expanded the college football playoff to eight teams, Ben, I love that value. If they don't, I don't necessarily love that value, but that's okay. Ohio State, by the way, was at 2-3 to win the Big Ten, which I thought was pretty interesting. I know we talked about this on Ben Stevens' podcast, Locked On Big Ten, which if you're not a listener, go listen to Locked On Big Ten. All Big Ten fans will appreciate it with our guy Ben Stevens at the Locked On Podcast Network. Ohio State only minus 150 to win the Big Ten outright. I think they're a lock to be in the championship game, and then from there, they're probably minus 700, minus 600 against Wisconsin, whoever it is. So some interesting lines at betonline.ag right now. And if you want to get in on the action, use code LOCKEDON for 50% added to your initial deposit. Betonline.ag, 50% added to your initial deposit using the code LOCKEDON. NFL, the Badgers in the NFL starting their mini camps. Cole Van Lannen is underway. He's playing guard out in Green Bay, staying home along with John Dietzen. But another undrafted guy, and I add that to John Dietzen's name. Van Lannen, of course, a sixth-round pick of Green Bay. But another undrafted guy, Eric Burrell, failed a physical. We obviously don't get the information on why. We'll never get that information, nor should we. That's just private medical information. But really unfortunate to see his career start that way. I mean, I don't think this is by any means the last we've heard from EB, but I was surprised. I mean, I didn't know of any nagging injury, any serious injury history with him recently. So I was surprised.
Yeah, so was I. And it sucks because we've said it on this show, but he could be a really productive special teamer at the start in the NFL. Going to New Orleans, he could have found a role instantly. So seeing this happen really sucks. But I don't think this is the last we'll see of him in the NFL, depending on what it is. And obviously we don't know. But he has the skills and he has the character to succeed wherever he ends up going. And I think that path will be clear pretty shortly.
Also, I have to – listen, Ben, we have something live going on right now in my Twitter that I have to mention.
Go.
So I'm cutting out this right now because I just got a notification. And this is a very interesting debate that we're not going to close in a one-minute segment before we finish the Badgers in the NFL. But I was talking about – the way they let student tickets into the stadium, because Wisconsin cornerback Fayon Hicks tweeted that it's impressive that Wisconsin has one of the best student sections, actually rated number one by this random Twitter account called Big Game Boomer. I don't know who that is.
The worst account. It's the worst account on the internet. Don't follow it.
Well, that's a strong, strong.
It's so strong frustrating
on Big Game Boomer, who I've never.
All they
heard
do
of
is that. Rank things.
But at Big Game Boomer, who is apparently a Sooners fan, he ranked Wisconsin as the number one student section in America, and Fayon Hicks quote tweeted that saying, quote, impressive considering they're never on time from tailgating. And Coach Riley, our guy, Coach Riley, who is a writer at Wisconsin Sports Heroics and a huge Wisconsin football fan, commented it wouldn't hurt if they sold alcohol at Camp Randall.
I would not say no to that.
I think it would hurt many other things if they sold alcohol at Camp Randall. It would probably get students into the game faster, but it would also get them out faster, if you know what I'm saying. There'd be a lot more incidents, shall I say. And there already are quite a few when you're in the student section. They're always watching for little puffs of smoke, trying to catch people with their vapes, whatever it is. I've seen a lot of people get booted for a vape. If they sold alcohol at Camp Randall, that'd be a mess. Sorry, I had to mention that because it was hilarious. And Fayon, it's a narrative that I think is tough for students.
He's not completely wrong.
No, he's not.
But there are reasons why this happens. The stadium is not close to like the State Street area.
And my good friend Jim Kokorowski over at Badger Blitz thinks that those reasons are all excuses in my comments there as well.
It's tough.
Whatever. Yeah, it is. It is tough. Back to the NFL. Badgers in the NFL. We have a bunch of guys starting their mini camps. Cole Van Landen was recently speaking about what it means to him to be a member of the Green Bay Packers, and he's playing guard, which I think makes
more sense,
no doubt, for both him and the Packers and his translation at the NFL level.
Yeah, for him to get on an NFL field, especially in Green Bay, where Bakhtiari is back at the tackle position, he's going to have to play guard. And I think that's what his skill set translates to better, because he's a beast in the run game. We already know that. But he did struggle on the outside against the best edge rushers in the Big Ten. Davion Nixon, one of them, Chauncey Golston, both at Iowa. So him moving at guard is absolutely the right move. And I mean, I still just love the story of him and Dietzen going to Green Bay, because the last Badger we saw with the Packers was, I believe, what's his name? A linebacker from 2017 who ended up not even playing on the team. So both of them being in Green Bay, I hope Dietzen makes the team, but I still just love following the story of it.
I also like the story of it. And with Cole Van Landen, he's actually from the area, so it goes beyond just that. You're talking about Vince Beagle?
Yes, Vince Beagle. Yeah, I was just
Vince
looking
Beagle,
it up.
Who is now a member of the Miami Dolphins and had a really good season, actually, as a member of the Dolphins. That defense was very good overall with Vince Beagle and with some Badger flavor.
Andrew Van Ginkle.
Van Ginkle had a touchdown this year.
Yeah.
Correctly in a game.
I think it was against the Raiders.
Oh, that's why I remember it so clearly. Maybe it was. That Miami Raider game was the dumbest game of the NFL season.
It was, nuts.
That game. That game was classic Raider. Classic Raider game. Speaking of Raiders, by the way, Alec Ingold will lead the league in fullback assists this year. So there you go.
Favorite stat in the world.
It's a new stat. Alec Ingold is the GOAT of fullbacks right now. Go Raiders. We're going to get to a little bit of student section fun, but on the hardwood instead of on the gridiron. Dimitri Trice, and this makes sense to me, Dimitri Trice listed out his toughest places to play. And at number one is something that made complete sense to me based on how good Wisconsin's been there. And I'll get to that in just a sec. Ben, before we get to our friends at Built Bar, what's good?
No, you have to shout out my boy before we finish the NFL thing.
Corey Clement.
Yeah, it sucks. Corey Clement is signed with the Giants recently, and while I love him, he will always hold a special place in my heart. It's going to be tough seeing him in Giant Blue. I don't think there's anybody like there are teams, you know, around the country that people from other places like. Like, I think everyone in the country kind of agree that like screw the Giants. There's no like redeeming
most
quality.
Most New York
the Giants.
Sports teams, everyone kind of feels that way.
Yeah. Yeah. So it sucks, but good for Corey. I still love him.
Or should I say New Jersey sports team in the Giants case?
Stadium sucks.
Our friends at Built Bar do not suck, though. Built Bar is the best protein bar in the game. This list of flavors is unreal. Coconut, cherry, raspberry, mint brownie, peanut butter brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel. And I probably named multiple flavors that catch your attention, which is exactly why you should do what I do when you order your Built Bars and get a mixed box where you get two of each classic flavor. 17 grams of protein packed in, 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar. Some of them have 18 grams of protein, by the way. And the max on any of these bars is 5 grams of sugar and 5 grams of net carbs. Go to BuiltBar.com right now. Use the code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your first order. BuiltBar.com, LOCKED15, 15% off your first order at BuiltBar.com. Demetri Trice recently making some waves on Twitter, listing his, and wow, I'm getting, by the way, a bunch more reactions to this tweet. I didn't know this tweet would go off about student sections on the gridiron and Wisconsin student section with Fayon Hicks talking about Wisconsin student section. Demetri Trice was talking about student sections outside of Wisconsin and the toughest places
that, is flawless.
That he had to play. Five places he listed, 1 through 5 in order. Number one is the most obvious thing ever, because Wisconsin basketball, if you know anything about Wisconsin basketball and going on the road, you probably have heard a stat about their nightmares at this place, Mackey Arena at Purdue. Going into last year, Wisconsin was 4-42 at Mackey, which would make them now, if my math is correct, 4-43 at Mackey. 5-43, if you want to count a win over North Carolina at Mackey Arena in round one of the NCAA tournament. So they're 4-43 against Purdue. They are 1-0 against anybody not named Purdue at Mackey. Sure.
Yeah, I have Zach Edey nightmares from that game. That was the Zach Edey.
He's going to be given the Big Ten nightmares for more than just that game. He's going to be a problem for the next couple of years. The 7-foot, I don't even want to say it, whatever, from Purdue is just another example of Purdue churning out 7-foot nightmares. Yep. Isaac Haas, anybody? Cal State Fullerton ruined his career and ruined that season. Very sad, very sad. Go Cal State Fullerton. Rutgers, number two, the Rack, a place where Rutgers did not lose last year, did not lose a single game last year. This year, a different story because, well, no fans and a Rutgers team that struggled a lot more than they did a year ago. But they were perfect at the Rack that year. And that, to me, is the best environment of these five he listed. That, to me, is the best fan environment of any of the five.
Yeah, go through the other three, because I have an interesting nugget about all of his little...
Indiana was 3, Michigan State was 4, and Michigan was 5.
So 4 of those 5, I would consider historically through Trice's career, maybe not necessarily through his career, but have been like the class of the Big Ten. You know, Michigan, Michigan State, Indiana have been good for a while. Indiana obviously struggled a little bit lately. But Rutgers they've had good seasons, but they're not like, oh yeah, you think Big Ten basketball, it's like Rutgers is the first that comes to mind. So Trice during his career went 0-4 at Purdue. He went 2-1 at Indiana, but Indiana wasn't as good a couple of those years. 1-3 at Michigan State and 1-3 at Michigan. Those all kind of make sense. At Rutgers, who like Wisconsin was better than Rutgers for some of those years, if I'm not mistaken, they went 1-2. Which was the one like kind of piece that stuck out to me, because I haven't been.
I would say Wisconsin arena, was only not maybe clearly better than Rutgers last year, but that team won the Big Ten championships. Maybe you would say they are clearly better than Rutgers.
Right.
I don't know. By the end of the year, they were better than Rutgers when they played each other, which I actually think last year they played each other first game of the year in the Big Ten. And they were, or second game of the year in the Big Ten, first road game. And they lost a close one. That Rutgers team was about even with that Wisconsin team at that point, because that Wisconsin team was coming out of a bad non-conference, had lost a couple games they shouldn't have at Barclays Center. They didn't really, of course, pick it up till that incredible run in February. But Meech giving us the goods and also said in the chat, in the comments, a fan was asking him, well, you haven't won at Michigan State in a while. Why are they so low? And he said, well, we haven't won at Purdue in a really long time.
Won at Michigan State this year.
I know. This year they did. Yeah. And that was the best game of the year this year, I think. Except maybe the North Carolina game, but that was my favorite win of the year for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I would also say that I think Demetri Trice has only won once in 5 years at Purdue. Because didn't they win one time? I think Brad won once, which would mean
I went through all of it, and they played there during his 5 years 4 times, and I'm pretty positive that they never won.
I would not be surprised, given that they are 4-43. At Mackey, but 1-0 against everybody
math
else.
Math major.
The arena. undefeated at Mackey Arena when they play somebody not named Purdue. As always, on Wisconsin. Maybe I'll get even some more reactions by the time we get the Tuesday's episode from this student section debacle with Fayon Hicks coming after us students, all in good fun. And some of us students, Ben and I, formerly included in that group, saying that, you know, there's some reasons why students don't get into the stadium in time. As always, on Wisconsin, Ben, what's your new shtick? Is it still Big Ten championship reasons for Wisconsin football or?
No, I don't really know. All I'm thinking about right now, because you mentioned the student section at Camp Randall, is during commencement a couple weeks ago when I was graduating, I think I said it on this show, but I really remember like how much your calves hurt when you're inside that building.